Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Said that we're allowed to slap her in the face.
Whoa.
Okay, under conditions.
Let me line up.
Wow. Yeah,
right. Let me go
who wants to go
there's
first?
There's certain conditions here. There's a condition.
Right. What's the condition? You just literally said.
I did.
Slap me in the face.
I did say it.
Yeah. So what?
You want to know why or what the condition is?
What's the condition?
If I ever, right, tell you guys that I'm going to attempt to go to Target on a weekend, I would like you all to line up, bring your hand back as far as it can go. Backhand, front hand, doesn't matter. Just smack me in the face.
What?
Or even thinking of doing something like that again.
What happened?
I attempted.
You haven't been. This is the first time you got sucked into the Target tornado.
Target.
Yeah, like I mean, I know Target. That's everyone's spot, right? Everyone loves going to Target and Walmart. So I try to avoid those places unless it's during the week because you know of reasons like this.
Now, people like going to Target. They go to Walmart real quick, but they don't want to be seen.
Okay.
I saw a TikTok of a guy. He was in the car with his girl and he goes, "We couldn't find what we wanted at Walmart. Where are we going now?" And she goes, "Well, we're going home." And he said, "Why?" And she goes, "Because I need to change before we go to Target."
So oh my God, stop.
Stop.
No, it's like the Hunger Games. Like I left my house yesterday afternoon around 4 thinking, okay, it's Sunday at 4 o'clock. Maybe it won't be as bad because I figured everyone either goes there in the morning or like early afternoon. I was all pleasant and happy, ready for a nice experience. When I tell you, as soon as I pulled into the parking lot, I got angry. Like,
well, everyone had been in the house all weekend. Yeah. So,
oh, that Pebbles, that's a great rational point I didn't think of when I left the house. Like, as soon as I pulled into the parking lot, I felt like people were gunning for me. In their cars.
They're all coming for you.
And then
she's here.
The cool thing.
Initiate plan Melissa.
Well, the cool thing was I found a spot right in front, which was shocking to me. But when I pulled into the spot and got out of my car and I go to walk into the store, already I'm annoyed. Like people are walking into me, not looking, racing for the door, like racing for the carriages. I'm like, okay, already I'm starting to flip out. So I get my carriage and I start walking. People are bumping into me, pushing their carriages into me. They have no regard.
They're bumping their carriages into yours.
Romero, I swear my foot got run over. I'm like, what is going on?
They were, listen, I can understand there being a lot of people and things of that nature.
It was crazy.
People were just like literally just ramming into your carriage.
I had my foot run over. You ever see the cartoons when you get your foot run over and it gets flattened like a pancake? That's what happened to me.
Well, you must have been in somebody's way. Don't you know the procedure?
I was walking. What's the procedure? There's a procedure?
I don't know what. I mean, apparently, I know the procedure because I've never had my foot run over. I never had people bump carriages into mine.
Pebbles, what's the procedure?
Well, I'm not going to deal with my. I'll tell you what I do. If I know, first, if I'm in one of those moods and I know everybody's going to get on my nerves, I always put on headphones and put on my feel good playlist because
I should have done that.
Otherwise, I know I'll be bumping people back.
You and me, girl.
Yes, that's definitely on it.
Yeah, but, yes. When I left the house, Pebbles, I wasn't in that mood. I got into it.
Right.
When
but
I was
as
there.
As soon as you recognize, like when you feel that tension in your shoulders and in your jaw, then you have to like say,
I should have put on my earbuds or AirPods,
something.
Whatever the hell they're called.
Because then you block out the, you know.
What?
I do that around the holidays. I put on like, you know, Christmas music and it just makes you happy.
Yeah.
So, I get it.
You can't handle a Target.
Listen.
You can't handle. People are just in there just bumping into you and stuff like that.
No, this is where, this right here is when I really got pissed. is, because you guys know, like, the aisles are pretty small, but, like, the carts are big.
Wait, they were bumping into you in the aisles?
No, I'm talking about just when I was walking. But this particular incident, there was a woman, she was in an aisle, and she was in the middle of the aisle, right? I needed to go down, that was the pet aisle, I needed to get some cat food. I go to pull down, and I was very pleasant. I was like, excuse me, this woman looked at me, rolled her eyes, and then sighed and pushed her cart over barely to the side so I could get by her. I was like, excuse me, I am sorry, I need to get cat food. Like, I was so pissed at them. I'm like, all right, I need to, like, breathe and get out of here before I have one of those moments where it's just not going to end well for me.
Yeah, what are you gonna,
I don't know, Pebbles.
It's
going to
end well. He's never gotten into a fight, but she's like,
no, I haven't.
She's relying on.
Either.
Yeah, but when I see red, it all changes.
No.
I've never flown a plane, but if it was an emergency, I'd be a pilot.
I'm not sitting here and saying I would have done anything to anyone. I would have just been really upset and gone.
You would have tweeted and about something bad about Target. That's what you
I did.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.